Around 1,400 people in Australia are waiting for a life-saving organ transplant, but only one in three Australians are registered as an organ donor. This year's Donate Life Week aims to raise awareness about this critical need among young people who are the least likely to have registered, surprisingly enough. One person who knows the value of organ donation firsthand is lung transplant recipient and athlete Thor Bloomfield, and he joins us from our Melbourne studio. Hello, Thor.
Hello, how are you?
Well, and you're well too now, aren't you, despite having been born with cystic fibrosis?
Yeah, well, chalk and cheese, definitely. Life before the transplant was a lot different, but yeah, now, couldn't even compare my life now to it was beforehand.
Well, the doctors didn't think you'd make your 21st birthday, did they?
No, they didn't, and growing up with that in mind, it paints a lot different picture than it would as a kid playing on your psychology and sort of realising that by the time most people are getting their cars and going off to university, you'll be put in a grave and stuck in a box.
So you're conscious, are you? Like nobody kept the details from you. You knew that there was a sentence hanging over you from a youngish age, did you?
Yeah, there was the talk of your expected lifespan as a patient with or a person with cystic fibrosis was 21. Obviously, there were variations to people. You could live longer, but as a general rule, that was the number. And previous to that, it was about 15. But the way I knew that I was sort of destined for the result was, I think by the time I was 16 years old, I was in hospital with one of my friends who's passed away now, Chris Finlay. But we counted between the both of us the amount of friends that had passed away with cystic fibrosis up to that point, and we're already up to 54 Whoa. Friends.
Jeez. So how old were you when you did get the transplant, Thor?
I just turned 40, I think, and the life expectancy as I turned 40 was 40, so I literally hung in there until I got it, yeah.
Now, you were the 100th transplant recipient at the Alfred Hospital in Melbourne, but
correct.
You had two false starts. Just tell us what it was like waiting for that lung transplant, please.
It was okay at the start because it didn't seem as serious because the doctors called it a window, and as you entered the window, you were in the good part, which meant that you had a little more time up your sleeve and they could source the best possible lungs for you. But as you sort of got to the middle and heading towards the end of the window, that's when time's running out and you get a set of lungs. It could be an A, a B or a C, but it's what they have available to give you.
Right. So that must have been, look, honestly, I can't imagine it. It must have been very scary for you then.
Yeah, definitely. It was probably, I don't think about it as scary now, but I know at the time it was in measurable fear that grabbed me. It was trying to wind up your entire life and just put it in a little bow and say, I'm finished with life. If I make it past this operation, which took nearly 48 hours, I could come out the other side, but I wasn't planning on coming out the other side.
That's something we should focus on because, in fact, when you do go onto the table for these big transplants, there is a genuine risk you might die, and you knew that firsthand, didn't you?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to have a stepbrother who needed a heart transplant. We grew up together and he was quite sick as a baby, but he was about 4 years older than me and was the second heart transplant patient in the 80s and in Victoria. But why it scared me was he passed away during the operation and we were told that the heart that was going to go into his body was too big for the cavity that was there, and hence the operation didn't succeed. He passed away, and I was left with, it didn't work for him, so let's hope I have better luck than he does.
Which you did.
Yeah, exactly. Thankfully. 30 years later, and came out the other side with roses. But
now, you know, 1,782 lives have been transformed by five. These are the stats: 554 deceased and 238 living organ donors and their families, and a further 10,500 Australians benefited from eye and tissue transplants. So that's just in 2018. What would you say to people listening, young and old, and I stress the young, about how that transplant changed your life, Thor?
The only way I can describe the feeling that you get after the transplant is, first of all, your life will never be the same again, and there are parts that you wish you could still retain, but you'll never have back again, which is the sort of comfort part of your old life. But to unshackle yourself from, this is my life, it's great, I'm comfy and cosy, and then basically, it feels like they took my head and they've stuck it on someone else's body. And the reason I say that is because what I can do now with my body has given me so much more confidence. It's given me the ability to do sport and also outdoor pursuits.
So you trust your body. It's really like a new body, I suppose.
Exactly. It's like a car. You get out of a little hatchback and suddenly you're in a Rolls Royce.
So does it surprise you, Thor, that the group that hasn't volunteered, even though people say they intend to, all the statistics suggest that people say they intend to mark the box saying I'll donate, but they don't do it, they just don't get around to it, particularly 18 to 25 year olds, younger people?
Yeah, look, I think they're probably, this is my view, I'd probably say that I feel that they might still feel that they're invincible, even though statistically they're the people that actually, do the adrenaline activities or motorbike riding and end up being the donors. But to get those people involved and move to that next generation would open up a whole new ability for our whole the whole of Australia, and if not the world, to...
Yes, and you don't have to have a perfect body to donate. That's the other message that they're very keen to put over. Look, Thor, thank you very much, and good luck in the World Transplant Games that you're attending to. It's a great to hear that you're feeling so well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thor Bloomfield is a lung transplant recipient and athlete, and it's Donate Life Week, and you can register as an organ and tissue donor at donatelife.gov.au. We'll put those details on our website.